Hey, it's me. I can't believe I'm about to do this. I wanted to tell you in person, but I guess I'm not as strong as you are. I love the fact that you are ballsy and that you can voice your thoughts at any given time without giving a shit what anyone else thinks. I guess that's how we balance each other out. But I'm going off topic. There's a reason for this message, and I'm gonna get to it. Okay, here goes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry because there's been a shift in the way that I feel about us. Oh, how do I possibly explain this well enough? I wish that I had your way with words right now. Damn it, I knew I was gonna mess this up. Should I stop recording? Maybe I should. Should I? No? No. No. I can do this. Alright, I'll just keep going and hopefully I'll make better sense toward the end. I'm sorry. I can't continue the way that we are right now, and I hope after listening to this you'll understand why. I want you to know that I like everything we had so far, and nothing about our time together is boring, but you see, I've met the one, you know, the one person, my person. I wake up every morning, and all I can do is just lay there and think about the time that we'll spend together. I smile at random times of the day when I remember a conversation we've had, and all I want to do is just have them in my arms and tell them what an amazing, beautiful, kick-ass human being they are and how I'd kill a flock of geese for them. Well, not really, but you know, yeah, if they asked me to kill geese for their feather boa or whatever, heck, I'd do it. The point is, I would do anything for them. I imagine myself and this person just spending our lives together and growing old together, all happy and gray and wrinkly. And it's totally crazy because a few months ago, I wouldn't even be considering this shit, but here I am, wondering if they want to live in the city or the suburbs, if they want a dog or a cat or a turtle, you know, if they're allergic to fur and all that. I want to be the very best version of myself for this person, because that's what they deserve. I want to be there for it all. The joys and successes, the failures and uncertainties. I need to be part of it to support, encourage, share, and grow. And this is why we can't keep going the way we are. Because this feeling I have, it transcends love. I know that we had plans before, and right now, they're just not enough. I know that you're confused, and I swear to you, so was I. But every time I thought about it, I just felt this overwhelming calm. Like the universe was saying to me, yes, this is the right way. So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know it's a bit much to process, but I would really like for you to meet this person. The one who turned my world around. The one who's gotten me all messed up, and the one who had messed up all of our old plans. I know that it's a stupid request, and I really would appreciate it if you could just do this one thing for me. I need you to get up. And I need you to go stand in front of a mirror. You see the person staring back at you? That's them. That's my person. The only person that I could ever wish for in this or any other lifetime, in any and all multiverses. My days begin and end in thoughts of us in the present and the future, and it's just the most wonderful feeling on earth to be with the other half of your soul. God, you are a wonderfully amazing creature that turns my days around, that drives me crazy and always leaves me wanting more. Everything about you is a blessing that I never thought I'd have. But here you are, making every single day beautiful. I didn't like our old plans. I mean, they were fun plans. But I want you to know that I want long-term plans too. Ones where we get to meet each other's families and start thinking about sharing a home with a dog or a cat or a turtle. Or all three. I guess I talked your ear off, but I do mean every word I said. You are my person. My destined. My one and only. And I can't wait to see where this journey takes us.